2 weeks ago, we ran a story looking more closely at the criticisms of the concepts behind early intervention and prevention centres for Australians suffering mental illness. In its budget, the federal government announced funding for a dozen of the centres across the country. But some mental health experts and a West Australian Labor MP are questioning whether psychosis risk syndrome can be identified, and they want more detail on how drugs will be used in its treatment. Former Australian of the Year and mental health expert Professor Patrick Maguire, who's been a vocal advocate of the centres, has come out in defence of them and is taking on the critics of the theories underpinning them. David Webber has this report.
WA Labor MP Martin Whiteley has been committed to highlighting the overprescription of dexamphetamines and other drugs. He says he wants to know more about the potential role of drugs in dealing with psychosis risk syndrome.
Professor Maguire is a leading international proponent of a new psychiatric disorder called psychosis risk syndrome, and it sort of hypothesises that you can spot adolescents and teenagers who are likely to become psychotic. So I think we need to be very clear about what role there will be for antipsychotics.
Professor Maguire says some young people do exhibit early signs of psychosis and they need help, but he says drugs would only be considered for those with serious conditions.
These young people are definitely in need of treatment, but they don't meet the full criteria for schizophrenia or other psychotic illnesses. And I think what Mr. Whiteley is concerned about is that we might be trying to extend the boundaries of use of antipsychotic medication into that group. But that's a very simplified view of it. What we're trying to do is provide effective treatment for those young people for what they're presenting with and trying to reduce the risks. There are other effective ways of reducing the risk, including cognitive behaviour therapy, the use of omega-3 fatty acids and so on.
So it will not be necessary to be using drugs for treatment?
No, I mean, the whole thrust of the early intervention movement of psychosis is to try to minimise the use of medication until it's really needed. And so Martin Whiteley is rightly concerned about over-medication, and we've been very concerned about that too. But he's assuming that this early intervention approach is going to increase the use of antipsychotics, quite likely is going to reduce the need for them. Just would like to say, though, that antipsychotic medication is very effective in the treatment of clear-cut psychosis, first-episode psychosis. Mr. Whiteley has actually been blurring the issue and actually been quite alarmist in suggesting that there's some kind of endeavour on my part and on my colleagues to extend the use of antipsychotic medication. It's quite the reverse.
Psychosis risk syndrome, there are a lot of people out there that still think that it's not real. I mean, I came across one article by Alan Francis from March last year referring to the proposal for a psychosis risk syndrome in inverted commas. He says it stands out as the most ill-conceived and potentially harmful proposal among the problematic suggestions for DSM-5.
Yeah, well, that's quite a strong point of view. It doesn't have universal support. Contrary to Mr. Whiteley's statements, I haven't been pushing for it to be included in DSM-5. That hasn't been my position. But it's a new area of work. It's only been studied for the last 15 years or so. So, you know, we haven't got all the answers.
But you do understand where Martin Whiteley's coming from?
Yeah, I do understand where he's coming from. I'm quite happy to discuss with him. I just want to reassure him and the public that we're totally guided by the risk-benefit ratio in the care of patients. We want to make sure that the benefits of any intervention, whether it's psychological or drug therapy, outweigh the risks.
Professor Maguire says he's looking forward to meeting Mr. Whiteley in the near future to discuss the issues he's raised.
David Webber with that report.